it's kind of weird. Sunday night happened, and I don't think Baltimore was all that interested. And now Monday morning happens, and they seem pretty damn desperate. Hi, everybody. Mike out all week. He's back on Monday. Rico's here. Hatchett, Kenny, the whole crew. We got John Morosi at 2:30 to talk about Tiger rumors. And it looks like in the matter of, well, this show, Jack Flaherty's going to be dealt because he was scratched. Officially, he's not going to pitch tonight at Comerica, which is all good news, Rico. It's all good news. This is a time for Scott Harris to be a rock star.
It is, because I did it on Friday when we left. I didn't expect any of this. I really thought that, you know what, Scott Harris was just not going to make that move. He proved me wrong, because the word that I used last week was timid. It just didn't seem like he wanted to start the clock on this team. And now, you know, you have a few minor trades, but, you know, when you got John Paul Morosi saying, hey, the Scooble thing, it has not gone away. There is still smoke there. They are still in discussions. Nothing is imminent, but they are talking. And now Flaherty getting pulled, and rumors that something could be happening today. Like, this is one where you're like, okay, maybe, just maybe, they saw things the way I saw things with this Tiger team. The pitching that you have is phenomenal. You love to keep them around, but you don't have the bats to support them. No, I don't think Javi Baez is going to keep hitting home runs every day.
But he didn't hit one yesterday. They got one hit as a team. And by the way, yesterday was like the perfect reminder, I think, for Tiger fans of why you trade guys, why you're not buyers or standing pat, why you get something for two, potentially, of the best trade ships in baseball, in Flaherty and maybe Scooble.
And maybe I'm putting too much faith. Like, we talk about Scott Harris. Maybe I'm putting too much faith into Chris Fetter, because I think that he could take a pitcher and really develop them and really get them to be better. We are seeing this over and over again with how he's working with the staff. I believe in this man. So if you have to hit the reset button again, I'm okay with that, because he's going to get young pitchers in there and he's going to get them better. So long as he's on this pitching, he's leading the pitching staff, I'm fine with this move.
So here's what we know. We know Flaherty's scratched, not going to pitch tonight. We know the Mets, the Astros, the Dodgers, and I'm sure more, all rumored to try to go get Jack Flaherty, which to me sounds like a bidding war, which to me sounds like fantastic news for the Tigers.
It was a great thing, because it's happening so close to the deadline tomorrow that, yeah, had you traded him last week, you probably wouldn't have gotten much. But, man, if it's almost to the point where I would wait until about tomorrow at 1 or 2 o'clock and just let teams sweat it out and play games of chicken against each other. Because if you're the Tigers, you have nothing to lose here, everything to gain if you do it the right way.
The funny thing is Tigers got two of the bat. You might never be in this position again. And you're absolutely right. The closer we get to the deadline, and that's why deadlines are great for a team like the Tigers, the more desperate teams get. And we keep hearing Baltimore for Scooble. Well, maybe Baltimore didn't want to give up a Jackson Holliday, but then they wake up today and they realize, oh crap,
Holliday can't help us win a World Series.
Exactly. And oh wow, we need pitching. And oh wow, it's not like we can go get Crochet from Chicago, considering he's got an innings limit. So we're looking at one golden goose who might happen to win the AL Cy Young, and we got a ton of prospects that they want. Yeah. We might just have to keep pushing and pushing. And I got to be honest,
we make a trade and we have a new ace.
From yesterday to right now, I have different feelings about Scott Harris. Like, I think he handled the Carson Kelly thing pretty well. Like, he went out, he signed a guy that got released from Arizona. Nobody wanted him. 4 days after he got released, talking about Kelly, Harris signs him, had a really nice season, and then you dealt him for two prospects that people claim they're underwhelmed by, a pitcher and a catcher, but, like, whatever, they're prospects. Now, he's got a chance to even, I think, strengthen his resume by trading a guy like Flaherty. And if he's able to pull off a Scooble deal that all of baseball agrees went the Tigers' way and the Tigers so-called fleece the birds, then I kind of feel in the span of 3 days, Scott Harris has kind of renewed his reputation.
Rieger, interesting you say that. That's how I was feeling last year at this time. Okay. You got Eduardo Rodriguez. You're going to get something for him, Scott. The question was, how much can you get from the Dodgers? And then I was let down. So the potential is there. Until I see that the deal is done, until I see the breaking news banner, no, you're not going to get the benefit of the doubt.
You say no.
Because, yeah, right, yeah, this is me, yes.
See, I listen to your guys' show way too much.
I need you to finish this. I need you to consummate this. I need you to make this happen. He did this last year, and he left us, all the Tigers fans, just kind of high and dry because we got nothing. So, it's there. If he pulls this off, yeah, I will look differently upon him.
Absolutely.
But Rieger, you could ask David, you could ask Kenny, you could ask Mike when he gets back.
I believe
my
you.
My thing was, I gave him until this trade deadline to show me something. Last year, swing and a miss. The offseason, kind of a foul ball. Wasn't that great, but foul ball, barely past the third baseman. This was going to be your third strike. This trade deadline, show me what you got. Show me what you can do. Because if you come away with nothing, then I really don't know what you do.
And I agree with you. We know he's going to trade Flaherty. I think we know that for a fact. So far, I've been impressed with the way he's handled business. Now, some people might say, like, wow, that's just obvious. You just wait till closer to the deadline. You create a bidding war. Scott, get back to work, please. It's a busy time for you. But I think so far up to this point, I've been impressed. But here's the other thing that I think Tiger fans should think about. And then we'll take some calls. John Paul Morosi at 2:30 to talk about the latest rumors. But I think either way, as far as Skubal goes, it's good news if you trade him. That means you traded him for a bunch of prospects that will be playing for the Tigers this week. And you may have revamped your entire infield. You don't have a third baseman right now. Maybe you get one in Mayo. You don't have a shortstop right now. Maybe you get one in Holiday, right? You revamp your entire infield, maybe the outfield as well, and you get to watch him for the next 2 months. So I think that's a positive. He's only making the deal if he thinks it's good enough. If you keep Skubal, which definitely could have happened as well, Morosi says it's 50-50, that means he only has 2 years of eligibility left, 2 years of term left. That means you got to be players in free agency. You got to go buy in the offseason because you're not going to keep Skubal just to waste him for 2 years. Either way, I think you're in a pretty good situation.
Well, see, Rieger, that's where the catch-22 comes in because Scott Harris is on the record saying, we will spend money when I feel like the core is there. Skubal would help you expedite getting the core ready. But so if you don't, what you're saying is, the young guys that we have right now, or maybe whoever you get for Flaherty, okay, we're ready to go. We're going to start spending money because that was me. You know, once Miggy's contract fell off, I'm thinking, you got a ton of money to spend. Like, come on. Like, seriously, let's go. Because, and they didn't. They just really, they're saving it. I don't know what they're saving it for.
I just refuse to believe. Maybe I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. I refuse to believe you would keep Tarek Skubal and do nothing substantial in the offseason and essentially waste Tarek Skubal. Because if that's your mindset, you freaking trade him, obviously.
But isn't that kind
of, I refuse to believe it.
Isn't that kind of what you did this past offseason?
Maybe. I refuse to believe he does it again. 248-539-797. The ticket text, the exact same number. How are you left feeling? Flaherty's going to get dealt. I think that's pretty much 100%. Skubal, seeming like maybe the closer we get to tomorrow's deadline at 6, maybe he gets dealt as well. Morosi comes on at 2:30 to tell us more. How you feeling as a Tiger fan? And do you get it? Have you convinced yourself that it's now for the best to trade both these men? 248-539-9797, the ticket text, the exact same number, 97.1 the ticket.